I want to bring in John Lott, who is a man that I reference a lot, whether on my show, which airs from 5 to 9 in the morning here, or whether it's out speaking somewhere. In fact, I just referenced him at a personal event I did a couple of days ago. I think there is no better person in America to speak to guns in our society. He actually wrote the book, More Guns, Less Crime, which I thoroughly enjoyed. And John Lott is joining me now here on 550 KTSA FM 107.1. Trey Ware in for Jack Carty this morning. Dr. Lott, thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate you being here.
Well, great to talk to you again, Trey.
As you see the situation developing, this lockdown now at Joint Base Andrews, this kind of feeds into what you and I have talked about many, many times before in your most recent article about soft targets, about gun-free zones. I don't think you get any more of a gun-free zone than Joint Base anywhere. Joint Base Andrews or Joint Base San Antonio or whatever, that's a gun-free zone.
Right. I mean, obviously, we've seen it at Fort Hood, you know, and the Navy Yard in Washington, D.C. You know, people seem to think that if you go and you ban guns from certain areas, that that's going to make them safe. The problem is that it unintentionally has the opposite effect, I believe. You know, there was a case a few months ago in Detroit where a father was very concerned about his son's involvement with ISIS, had informed the FBI about it. The FBI put a tap on his phone, and they have a chilling tape of him planning an attack on one of the largest churches in the Detroit area. And he lists two reasons why he had picked that church to go and attack. One, he had cased it. They had large congregations that showed up every Sunday for services. And the second reason was is that that church had explicitly forbidden its parishioners and others from having permanent concealed handguns with them on church property. And so he explicitly says that would make them easy targets, and that the police station is a ways away. And he figured that he would have, you know, a fair amount of time to go and kill people without anybody being able to go and stop them.
And whether it's there or whether it is a club in Orlando, Florida, they pick these places because they are known soft targets. I just want to say this real quickly here, Dr. Lott. And that is, we're monitoring the situation at Joint Base Andrews. It's on lockdown right now. The possibility, unconfirmed at this point, of an active shooter in one of the medical facilities there. The Defense Department is, of course, investigating this, and they have their security personnel leading individuals out. We have full live video feed right now, KTSA.com. You can go over and see the live video feed right now at KTSA.com. You have actually, and I don't think anyone has done more research into this than you have, Dr. Lott, and that is the research showing that these soft targets, only 1% of mass public shootings since 1950 have occurred where general citizens have been able to defend themselves. And what we hear time and time again is you don't want people with alcohol to have these guns, but in fact, 40 states allow people to have guns with them in bars, and we never have heard of an example in a bar, somebody getting wasted and shooting other people. It just doesn't happen.
Look, permit holders tend to be extremely law-abiding.
Yes, sir.
Not to say that they're perfect, but compared to virtually any other group in the population, it's just hard to find any other group that's as law-abiding. And the issue that you have here is that so much of the gun control debate is about things that might possibly go wrong. We don't need to guess.
Right.
In many of these
we know.
Cases. We can go... Right, and look at the actual experience.
Right.
You know, just a couple days ago in South Carolina, there was an attack that was attempted at a nightclub there. But unlike Florida, South Carolina allows people to have permanent concealed handguns with mm-hmm. them in those places.
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped it. There were three people wounded. And at that point, the permit holder wounded the person who was doing the attack.
Well, the reason that we
hadn't been there,
I'm sorry.
If the permit holder hadn't been there and the person had continued shooting, my guess is it would have made national news.
Yeah, we've got another Orlando.
Right. Yeah, even if it wasn't anywhere near as bad as Orlando. It would have gotten a lot of national news coverage, you know, in part as a follow-up, another nightclub where an attack had occurred. But as it is, you just find a few local news stories on it.
And I have never understood why we don't allow members of the military who are trained in using these weapons to be able to carry on these military bases to defend themselves so we don't face what we might be facing this morning. Dr. Lott, I got to let you go. We're covering all this breaking news. You and I will visit again very soon on this topic, sir.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for your time. It's Dr. John Lott, the author of More Guns, Less Crime, and the foremost authority on this in America, in my estimation.